Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever been stuck literally with nowhere to go, or at least you think there's nowhere to go? Because I know you are all on a journey, and I know you have all been on a journey, and I know a lot of times it's food, it's weight, and a lot of times it's people. But if you eliminate all of that, what you realize is that it's you. I'm not saying you're the culprit. I'm not saying that everything's your fault. What I'm saying is that everything comes back to you. And if you allow everything to come back to you, then you will always find your way. On today's episode, we're talking about finding your way. Because trust and believe, the way that you go is the right way. Even if you encounter barriers, even if you encounter roadblocks, even if you encounter those people that try to hold you back, even after you pass them, there's always a way. So let's find our way. Trust and believe. Trust and
believe. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sean T, your host of Trust and Believe. You know, each and every week, I want to take you on a journey so you can live your best life. Listen, I'm going to end every episode with a truth bomb so that you can take something away to continue to believe in who you are.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Trust and Believe. I like to do this every once in a while. If you haven't heard Trust and Believe before, I'm your host, Sean T, and I'm so excited to motivate and inspire you every day to be the best person that you could possibly be. And I want to add a full disclosure truth bomb here. I am not perfect. I don't aspire to be. I aspire to have perfect moments because perfection is temporary and change is constant. And I'm going to constantly try to aspire to be the best that I could be. But when I put the pressure on myself when it comes to being perfect, that's when everything goes awry. I just don't have the time to spend looking in the mirror too many times after I put on an outfit. I mean, you just got to keep it moving and you got to trust and believe that the garments look good on you. So if you already purchased it and you bought it, then why are you going to spend too much time in the mirror after you put it on? You already know it lays on that body right. And if you actually trust and believe in that moment, then you know that everything comes back to you and you will find your way. Just last week in New York City, I had someone on the stage and I said, listen, you're going to walk this runway. You're going to walk this runway, because if you walk the runway and you walk it strong, and you walk it proud, and you own who you are, and you own the curves that you have right now, and you own the hips, and you own that extra 15 pounds, trust and believe, the minute you own it, you're going to find your way, and it's going to be the way. And I know I just said the word way probably 1,500 times, but what I really want you to do is to look inside of who you are before you start blaming outside of who you are. Because we can find a way to blame people. We can completely find a way to say, it's your fault. My boss did this. My friend did this. You know, my spouse did this. The light turned green, you know, later than it normally did. I mean, we can all find a reason for things to happen to us because of the outside of us. But if we find a reason to control who we are, regardless of the situations that's happening around you, then oh my goodness. And again, like I said in the beginning of this show, the reason why I know is because I have to put these things into action every single day. There is and are and always will be things that come into your solar system. You know how I say you are the nucleus of your existence. You are the sun of your solar system. And sometimes meteors try to roll through and they might try to hit one of the planets that you have protecting you and keeping that negativity away from you. They roll in. But sometimes what you have to do is find your way to believe that no matter what comes inside of your solar system, that you can maneuver, you can be agile, you can do some speed and agility, and you can get around it and not let it affect you. Or what you can do is say, oh, did you try to roll up? Did you try to roll up on me? I'm fine that you try to roll up on me, but what I need you to know is that if you roll up on me, I'm about to slay you in a whole nother way. And sometimes these things happen and they're on the outside of you and you try to push them away. But what you really need to do is you need to confront them head on. Because how many of you out there are walking into your house right now and your relationship is, you know, fiction at best, because y'all acting like everything's okay, but it's not? How many of you are out there that are walking around acting like you eat healthy all the time when you only eat healthy at lunchtime? How many people of you out there are buying clothes and, you know, rolling up with the best outfit on, but you're using that credit card and you ain't pay it at the end of the month? Like, listen, these are the things you want to know what's really going on. These are the things. The only reason why I can give this example is because I've been there. But guess what? You still going to owe the money to the credit card company. You still going to have to eventually come head to head with your spouse because of whatever is happening. You're still going to have to go and address the situation. But the only way you're going to address the situation is if you come back to you, because you already know that you have the way and you can find a way. So what are you going to do? Step number one is acceptance. Accept the fact that it's here. Accept the fact that it's happening. Accept the fact that this is real time. Listen, this is real time. This, I may have said this last week, I don't even know, but I'm going to say it again. This is an experience, people. Our life is an experience, and some people believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Some people believe in reincarnation, and, you know, whatever your religious belief is, great. But guess what? At this moment, this is an experience, and you got this experience one time because you don't relive the same life. So what you need to do, and what I need to do, and what we all need to do, is look in that mirror, accept who we are, walk out and walk the runway and say, listen, this is me. this is how I'm going to live, and this is how I'm going to find my way. Acceptance is number one. Number two, after you accept who you are, you have to dissect who you are. Now that you know the problem, now it's time to get to the nitty gritty. Now it's time to go into the different compartments in your life, ladies and gentlemen. Go into the different compartments in your life so you can clean house. You know, last summer I talked about spring cleaning, but sometimes after acceptance, you really, really, really have to dissect. You have to cut it open. You have to look at all the organs. You have to see what's happening. You have to see how the blood is flowing. Sometimes you have to just sit back and survey the scene in order to know which way the blood flows, because that's when you're going to catch that one thing that's holding you back. That's when you're going to catch that one thing that's stopping all the process and all of the great things that are happening into your life. So you have to dissect it. Go in. Look at all the stuff, y'all. Look at it. Own it. Breathe it. Accept it. Don't push it away. And besides, it's too late, because once you accept something, once you already go through step one, please, you go through step one, and then the minute you try to throw it away, it's like, oh, I'm going to push this away. Even though I accepted it already, I'm going to push it back away, because guess what? When you push it back, you're going to be constantly living in your past. And nobody wants to live in the past. I don't want to live in a good past. I mean, I might revisit it every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I might revisit my wedding every once in a while. It was cute. It was good for what it was. It was amazing. You can, you know, Google it on YouTube if you want. It was amazing, and I loved the photos, and I was very happy, and I can talk about it, but I got to move forward. I got to move on. I got to put that love that I felt on that wedding day into today's time and have the conversation around what's happening in my life and in my marriage today. Like, I need to dissect not just the bad things, but the good things, because what you'll understand is the power of stress takes over our life. So when you do go into that phase of dissecting, what you're going to find is there's so many more great things than there are negative things. We just give negative things the power. But the thing is, when you actually dissect that thing that you're giving all the power to, guess what? It's going to flow back. It's going to flow back, and you're going to see all the great things that are happening in your life. And when you actually make the list of great and greatness, then you're going to look at this one thing and you say, you know, I'm not going to give it the power. And here's the greatest thing. If you utilize all your greatness can swallow up the negative things that's happening in your life. But we give it power. So that's why you must accept and then dissect, because when you dissect, you'll see how great you really are. But that doesn't happen without step number three, and that's putting it into practice. Accept, dissect, and practice what you preach, but only to yourself, because it don't matter, and it definitely doesn't have weight if you start trying to preach to somebody else when you don't believe what you're saying.
Sean T's Trust and Believe. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, most of the time in the beginning of the year, people are purely focused on fitness. They're focused on losing weight, but I'm not, because I know you already have that. I know you know what to do. What I'm focused on is what's happening in your mind and how your mind is going to create the powers that you need to actually sustain the results that you have, not just in your body, but in your life as a whole. So if you have New Year's resolutions that involve weight loss or getting a better job or spending money the right way and saving it, or maybe you just want to make your relationship better, Sean T Transforms America Tour is coming to a city near you. It is an interactive experience like no other event that you have ever been to that's going to push you outside of your comfort zone so that you really can live your best life. It'll start with you interacting with yourself, interacting with other people, and eventually I'm going to challenge and charge you to push yourself so hard that transformation becomes sustainable. So join me on the Sean T Transforms America Tour, where we are going to laugh, cry, and we're going to celebrate how we can make it, not just to the end, but we can sustain results forever.
Go to SeanTTransformsAmerica.com for details.
Now back to Sean T's Trust and Believe.
When you are at lunch and you're eating that salad and you're telling a friend, this is what you should do, because when those things are what you should do that you're saying to somebody else are your own shoulda, coulda, wouldas. That's what you shoulda did when you started the journey and committed to it. That's what you coulda did. You could have been down 50 pounds. And then you start to think to yourself, darn, I would have done that had I did the shouldas and couldas. Okay, so we have to take this three-step process and we have to actually believe that it's possible. Because when you take that three-step process, what you're doing is you're creating your way. This is your way. Things are going to happen your way. That is not negative selfishness either. But the thing is, like, if you actually are able to look at what it is that you want and you go into who you are and you dissect that life and you put them into action, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen when you put it into action. The worst thing that you can do is nothing. The worst thing that you can do is nothing. Because the power of that is more powerful than you. Because, you know, I'm going to go here. But you know Medusa. I'm not sure if you guys know the story of Medusa. But if you look at her, she looks at you, you turn the stone. Can you imagine turning the stone? I want you to imagine you are literally a stone. And you are, let's say, a statue, a stone statue out in the middle of New York City. When you see amazing things happening, you see people laughing, you see people taking selfies, you see the first New York love kiss that a couple has, you see the street dancers, you see the taxis going by and the windows are rolling down and people smiling at this amazing scenery, and it looks so fantastic. You see Forever 21 in Times Square in that Foot Locker store. And then you smell all the food and you see the police horses, and then you see the ticket booth to go to the shows. You see all this amazing stuff. You're in the middle of the city, but you're a statue. So you can't enjoy any of it. The only thing you could do is stand there. And even if it's bad stuff happening, you can't get out of there. Because you have stifled your life and you have done nothing. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to let you know that you can do something. I'm here to let you know that you do have a way. Not necessarily a way out, but a way through. You know, a lot of people are about selling you stuff. And I tell you this, I think I said it before, I'm not about you clicking through just to purchase. Like, if you're going to click through, I want you to follow through. So if I release that statue, if I'm able to give you life again, or if you're able to give yourself life again and you're in the middle of this city, you need to move. You need to go. You can't sit there and be stifled by greatness. By the greatness that's inside of you, you have to act on it. And that's why it's important that you know your way. Because your way is the way. You know, there's a bunch of diets and fads and nutrition. And you know, obviously, I have my own workouts. There's a lot of stuff out there. Let me tell you, none of it works. You're going to be mad as hell, but none of it works. You want to know why? Because you're just looking at it. But when you actually take action to it, that's when it begins. Everything works, people. Everything works. But it only works if you take action. So basically, I'm saying the reason why it doesn't work is because if nobody is doing the work, it's just going to sit there and it's going to look real pretty. But do the work. Do the work. Even if it's hard, even if it's tough, even if it's challenging, do the work. Because if you put the work in, the work will turn into something great. And you want to know what that something great is? The enhanced version of who you are. So if you're sitting here and listening to this right now, and you are looking out, but you're a statue because you're frozen, because you can't deal with that relationship, or you're a statue because you're frozen and you can't get out of this financial crisis, or you're a statue because you're frozen and you are the one that's acting. acting like your nutrition plan is on point and it's not, you are great. You have the tools. You have the tools to take your power. You have the tools to release your power. And you have the tools to use your power. So use it. Use it wisely. Use it full out. Use it from the core of who you are.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You can take it, you can make it, dig deeper, come on y'all, trust and believe with Shanti.
And today's truth bomb is giving in is not giving up, it's just a hold up. See, a lot of times when we give in to the food or we give in to somebody that says you can't do it, or we let people stifle our ability to succeed, we feel like when we give in, we give up. But you got to look at it like this. First of all, we all go through some shit that makes us feel like we need to give up. We all go through it. But what we need to go through is the mental process that says, you know what, this is just a hold up. Don't look at just because you gained the 10 pounds back that you've given up. It's a hold up. You want to know why it's a hold up? Because I know you still have the power. And you want to know why I know you still have the power? Because you can still walk, or you can still run, or however you get around, and you're still breathing, and you're still listening, and you're still thinking. So to me, that means it's a hold up. And when you're in a holding position, that means you are taking a thought process to the next level. And that thought process is either you not going to do something, or the thought process is you taking action to do something. So if you feel like you've given up, no, it's just a hold up. It's just a hold up because the power and the driven that you have, the drivenness, is still percolating inside of you. So make that coffee, make it drip. Give yourself the caffeine that you need, the caffeine from inside of who you are. And guess what? It won't just be a first cup, but it'll be a second cup. Because you will refill your cup and you will refill your life and you will keep it moving. And if you do that, and if you believe it, and if you accept it, and if you digest it and you put it into action, guess what? You have found your way. And trust and believe in you and that.
I could not do this podcast on my own, so I would love to thank Todd Midget at NC Fit Club for producing such an amazing podcast and being able to really put the message out there for you guys. Another huge shout out to Michael McBride and his team of Kenesha Holiday and Gabriel Mudd for the new Trust and Believe theme song. You guys really did an amazing job and really put forth the effort of helping people trust and believe. And last but not least, I would love to give a huge shout out to Coffee Anderson, because your truth bombs would not be as impactful if he didn't give you that theme song as the intro. Last but not least, me. I thank you. I am your biggest fan, and I hope you come back every week ready to trust and believe with an open mind so that we together can live our best lives and believe in who we are. You can find Michael McBride at The Real McBride on Instagram. And you can find Todd Midget at NC Fit Club if you want some music or video editing.
Continue to trust and believe in who you are.